No driver, no limits, San Francisco residents are turning robotaxis into rolling sex clubs. By Alana Mastrangelo on August 14, 2023. Robotaxi customers in San Francisco are using the driverless vehicles for no boundaries sex while they travel to their destinations. Several clients of the Cruise Robotaxi startup told the San Francisco Standard that engaging in sexual behavior while traveling inside the tech company's autonomous taxis has grown increasingly popular in the city, and that they themselves have also taken part in such behavior. "It was really funny, because, the Cruise, got quite hot and fogged up to the point that the windshield was completely fogged over," one customer, Alex, told the Standard. "In any other context, in any other vehicle, that would be an actual problem." The Cruise customer, a man in his 30s, added that he has performed at least 6 separate sexual acts during 3 different rides in a robotaxi. "There's no one to tell you, you can't do that," Alex told the publication, adding that the sexual activity he has engaged in while in a robotaxi ranged from makeout sessions to full-on sex, no boundaries activities. "It gets to the point where you're more and more and more comfortable. And if you're with someone, like a more serious partner, it can escalate to other activities," he said, adding, "It seems like I'm a trailblazer." Alex went on to say that it's also fun to realize that this is like the first place you can do this in the country, the first autonomous vehicles that exist. His partner, Megan, a woman in her 20s, told the Standard that she got into a robotaxi with Alex, wearing nothing but a robe. "One thing led to another, and he made sure that I was taken care of, if you will," Megan said. Although customers may enjoy the ability to engage in sexual activities without autonomous taxi, companies like Cruise and Waymo have shown themselves to be rather troublesome. As Breitbart News previously reported, a Waymo autonomous taxi caused chaos navigating a fire scene in San Francisco, exposing the challenges driverless vehicles face in reacting to unusual situations and commands from first responders. Police officers had to desperately work to stop the driverless vehicle from running over a hose being used by firefighters to put out a fire. Recently, a group of about 10 self-driving taxis became stuck in the San Francisco neighborhood of North Beach, causing a traffic jam just one day after regulators voted to allow driverless taxi companies virtual free rein in the city. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.